river coming out of your belly, that'd be pretty strange. You turn your little faucet on, you know, praise the Lord. What's he talking about? He's talking about your innermost being. That's what he's talking about. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Now he tells us exactly what he was speaking about in verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. They that believe on him what? Should receive. Believers, L-I-E-V-E-R-S, should receive. Believers receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. At this particular point in ministry, the 12 disciples could not receive the Holy Spirit. How many of you understand that? Yeah. Okay, they could not receive the Holy Spirit. I put in your notes, if you want to follow along, we'll try to be faithful to them. We'll see how it goes. Praise the Lord. Hey, by the way, Pastor Sherry is preaching tonight, so that'll give you something to get excited about. All right. We're talking about the grace of His abiding presence. When Pastor KK was here, the general theme that he brought forth was the abiding presence of God. And as I was praying, the Lord said to stay on that, and so, but to give you a kind of a different angle of it. The abiding presence of God is both legal. This is not in your notes, but it's both legal and it's vital. The legal side of God's presence means that your heart has to be right. Your relationships have to be right. The government of God in your life has to be right. Amen. When I got saved, I remember the night I got saved, God did so much in my heart without me even asking Him to. It's just like He came in there and He was like, okay, I'm the interior decorator, I'm taking over. And it was sort of understood like that. And everything that came my way, I had to reassess everything. When a person said something, I said, well, Lord, before I used to turn that off, now what's your will? I saw a policeman, I said, what's your will with him? I saw a fireman, what's your will with him? I saw a teacher, what's your will with him? I said, Lord, where do these people fit in my life? And God began to teach me, because I asked Him. You see, He said, if anyone be in Christ, he is a what? Oh, good, you know it. Praise the Lord. Say it again. A new creature. Well, if I'm a new creature, then I'm going to talk a new way, walk a new way, and believe a new way, and act a new way. So I said, Lord, show me this new stuff. And so He began to show me that His government was like power lines in a city. And those power lines distribute power to the homes. So why? So you can have electricity, so you can be warm, so you can have light, so you can see, so you can function in that house with the comfort of the things that have been provided for us. Amen? There's a lot of things you plug in, and they work if they got what? Electricity. So these power lines, but He said, if those power lines are broken, the power in your life is going to be cut off, and you're not going to receive the comfort that is afforded you. Amen? And that gets into the presence of the Holy Spirit. So it's legal. And you want to make these things right so that your relationships and everything in your life is pleasing to God. But it's also vital. I need it. I have to have it. Sometimes we go after this and we ignore that. And you can't do that. They work together. The Bible says that Jesus is faithful and He's just. Faithful is the vital side. I have to have it. Just is the legal side. He's got to do it the right way. Amen. Even Jesus had to come here the right way. He said, you know, there's a thief out there. In John 10, He said, I'm the good shepherd. And He came through the fold. He said, but there's another one coming. He's a robber and a thief. He comes in some other way. That's Satan. He's a thief. He walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He came in here illegally. He came in here through sin. Jesus came in here through birth. That's the legal entrance into this earth, is to be born of a woman. Hallelujah. That's why demon spirits seek to possess people, because they have no expression outside of a human being. They can't just do